On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about how I've decided to stop producing this podcast, but it has sure been a fun ride, my friends. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about April Fools! Greetings and welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is I, master of juggling the diapers, doer of so much good, it's great, Adam Thoreau, and you are listening to episode number 13 of Aggressively Positive, a product of Good People Doing Good.org. Lucky number 13. Wow, that's awesome. I could use some good luck. Last weekend, I ran to the post office and then went to Greg's restaurant to pick up a dinner and some pickles. And while I was there waiting for my food, out of nowhere, 1, 3, 7, 11, and 19 beat me up. They jumped me. I guess you could say the odds were against me. 11 punched me in the butt. Not cool. Oh, guy. But yeah, sorry. I think puns are underrated. Ooh, no. I think puns are punderated. My punkle likes turkey sandwiches and mayo stirred on a sesame seed pun. Nailed it!
Well, hey, what's going on, Adam?
Hey, Samuel L. Coffee. No relation. How you doing? How's the family?
Oh, great! I just got back from being an extra on a movie set.
Oh, cool! What were you in?
Well, I played a coffee cup in a diner. One of the Baldwin brothers poured a little bit of cream right on my head.
Oh, that's cool!
You're dang right it's cool! You know what else is cool? This morning's cup of positivity, brought to you by me, Samuel L. Coffee. No relation. A wise potato chip once said, "The best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer someone else up." And don't you agree with that, Adam?
Oh, of course I do! That's good people doing good in a nutshell. My happiness, for sure, has been at an all-time high. Knowing that you make someone happy and making their day, it's a quick and easy way to really feel good about yourself. Hold the door, or even just try to smile if you found yourself kind of frowning or showing no real emotion. Sometimes seeing someone who is in a great mood just makes me automatically feel better. It reminds me, too, that I can feel that way, and I deserve to feel that way, and so do you. So do all of us.
You got it, Adam. Well, it looks like my job is done here. I gotta go get in line at the Apple Store. I need me some Granny Smiths. I'll see you next week.
Bye, Samuel L. Coffee, no relation. All right, guys, so we're back. I think it's time. Let's move on to a couple of announcements. As you guys heard last week and heard 3 seconds ago, there's a new character on the show, Samuel L. Coffee. And there's a new Samuel L. Coffee mug. No relation. In our web store. It's really cool. It's a black mug that when you pour hot coffee, hot cocoa, hot tea, hot water, hot apple cider, hot liquid into it, it turns into a white mug. And then it has a picture of Samuel L. Coffee's face with a beard, picture of my face with a beard, and it's his morning cup of positivity. Go check it out. It's really cool. And now that it's April, I want to tell you guys what Good People Doing Good did in March. We gifted, all of these gifts were sent out unexpected and just by people that wrote out to us about someone else they knew going through something. And we were able to take our donations from our patrons. All of this is because of our patrons. And to be honest, we couldn't do anything without you guys. So yes, thank you all so much. And to become a patron, head to goodpeopledoinggood.org. You'll find all the steps through there. But yeah, we gifted a $250 Walmart gift card to one family struggling with job loss. We gifted another $100 Walmart gift card to a person dealing with an apartment dispute. Good news! Things are looking good for them. But it was just, it left them in such like a financial struggle that we needed to help them out a little bit. We made a $50 donation to a family flying to Kenya this summer to help build playgrounds and further their community. We have made a few donations to that certain campaign just to really help them. And, you know, I think by the time is done, by the time they go, Good People Doing Good will have donated about $400 or $500 to them. We did $100 one month and just going to keep up with mini increments until then. We also donated $100 to Teen Challenge Rhode Island in the name of a loved one who lost their life to an accidental opioid overdose. We also gifted a $100 grocery gift card to a strong, inspiring woman dealing with a recent diagnosis. I also prepared a few giant care packages with food, water, hygiene products, and even more for the homeless. I made these packages and hand-delivered them with the 12-year-old boy that I've been mentoring for over 4 years. We also started a fundraiser for a family with a newborn going through open-heart surgery. That campaign, by the time we give them the money, we're looking to be giving them almost over $3,000. And that's so awesome and couldn't be done without so many supportive and loving strangers out there. Like you guys. You can head to our Facebook and look at the pinned post at the top if you want to make a donation to that campaign. And there's just a few other little mini things, but those are the big ones that we do. We donate about $1,000 a month now, and that's because of our patrons. And that's so awesome. I appreciate you guys. And that's it for announcements. So I say it's about time we get this show on the road. And let's keep things moving with our first good news story of the week. Okay. Losing a teddy bear really might not be an emergency for most kids, but it was for this one 12-year-old boy with autism. Ryan Paul of Woodbridge, New Jersey, was so upset that his teddy bear named Freddy went missing while he was playing in his bedroom that he called 911 for help. Robert Paul, Ryan's father, told us that he asked Ryan, "Ryan, did you call 911?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Teddy bear rescue." A few minutes later, Officer Manzini arrived to help solve the case of the missing teddy bear. "We found the teddy bear. The teddy bear was okay," Officer Manzini told us. "He was in safe hands, no injuries, nothing like that." Manzini had actually received special training in autism recognition and response, and says it comes in handy in situations like this. Ryan is happy that Freddy is back and where he belongs, and was also very excited to get some photos with the police officer. Officer Manzini, thank you for being the awesome, solid dude you are. I'm going to upload a picture of Officer Manzini and Ryan to the Aggressively Positive Facebook page. Head there to see so many good pictures from this and previous episodes. These smiles on everyone's faces in all these pictures are exactly why we bring these stories to your ears. Woohoo! Okay, let's talk tea. Not green tea, bubble tea, or iced tea. But we're talking baby tea. She turned 2 weeks old this past Sunday. That is insano, my friends, that I have been living home for almost 2 weeks with this amazing, wonderful, beautiful, stinky trucker-tooted living thing that keeps me up all day, all night. And I couldn't be happier. Well, I'll tell you one thing. She occasionally sleeps. And the other day, I put her to bed, or no, not put her to bed, but I put her down for a nap by blasting reggae music. She totally dug it. It calmed her down. I think that, but I don't know that, because she's just a baby and she's dealing with so much. Everything is new. So she also liked, you know, some ska punk, Michael McDonald, Billy Ocean. I played her some, played her Defying Gravity from Wicked last night. That kind of calmed her down for a little bit. It's fun. She's awesome. I was dressing her. We were going to the doctor's office last week, and I found these cute little pants. I'm like, I'm going to put the pants on her. And they had these ruffles. When I put them on, there was these ruffles in the front. And then my wife saw what pants I had. She's like, oh, you grabbed the ruffle butt pants. And then I realized I put the pants on backwards. I don't normally... I'm so new at this, guys. But if the one of the worst things I'm doing is putting my daughter's pants on backwards and then putting them on right immediately after, I think that's okay. I think we're doing well. She's awesome. She's happy. And then when she's hungry, she's fussy. But that's okay. Love her. Let my wife have a really awesome nap the other day, and Baby T and I took a ride to Dunkin' Donuts so Daddy could get himself a coffee. And on our way down, we listened to some Mad Caddies. She totally dug it. She was a little fussy. We got in the car. We got moving. We turned on the tunes. She loved it. So then went to Dunkin' Donuts, got my coffee. Then I parked in the parking lot, let Mom sleep a little more. And we listened to some podcasts together. I went in the back seat. We hung out. It was awesome. She's so cool. We were listening to some really fun, interesting stuff together. We both learned things. And from the entire trip where I left my house, got the coffee, and drove back to the house, I only had to check in the back seat to make sure that she was still alive like 7 times. Trust me, things have gotten better. That's a step in the right direction. She's perfect, so happy, and loved, times a trillion, billion, million, jillion Andersons. I know this is just kind of a free-form segment with me talking about my beloved daughter, Baby T, and I hope you guys enjoyed the first Life with Baby T, and you know it. There's going to be so much more next week. But before I go, when we were listening to the reggae channel on like the Music Choice cable, you know, the cable music thing, there was a lot of old school reggae, Peter Tosh, Bob Marley, and then there was like a lot of tu ka tu ka tu ka tu ka tu ka tu ka reggaeton, reggaeton, baby T, can't you see you're the only baby for me? Baby T, can't you see that you're the only baby for me? So I was singing it. It was okay. I don't normally listen to that music, but it kept her quiet. So I loved it. Students, teachers, staff, and all of the local community in Collin County, Texas are coming together to support a beloved elementary school custodian. Lee Hamilton, known as Mr. Lee, to the students at the Puster Elementary School, has been with the school since it opened. Upon hearing news that Mr. Lee needs extensive back surgery to avoid being in a wheelchair, the community launched a GoFundMe page to pay for his surgery. He is an incredibly hard worker and steady. Oof, excuse me, guys. This is some powerful stuff this week. One person wrote on the GoFundMe page, he is an incredibly hard worker and a steady, positive influence for our kids. And these funds are going to be used to help pay his medical bills and their living expenses during the time that Mr. Lee is incapacitated. Any amount that you can give is appreciated. And so far, with a goal of $17,000, they've raised more than $24,000! Yeah! When asked about the campaign, Lee said, "It's overwhelming. I didn't know that I touched so many people. It's been amazing, and I appreciate everything they did for me." Mr. Lee's surgery was scheduled for March 20th, and he is also the caregiver for his wife, who has multiple sclerosis. Mr. Lee is a good, solid dude. He's an inspiring, positive person for these kids. He's a extremely reliable custodian and worker. He is the caregiver for his wife, who has multiple sclerosis. So what happens when he has to undergo back surgery? The entire community of everyone he's ever touched and done anything beautiful for the families, for the kids, for everybody, those teachers, just working in the same building with this guy. You should see his face. I will be uploading a picture of his smile to the Aggressively Positive Facebook page. Link is also in the bio of this episode. But his smile is beautiful, and his smile says that he appreciates everything that people did for him. So he spent his whole life making people smile, inspiring them, and helping them. And he did not expect anything in return. And he is a great, solid dude. And Mr. Lee, we love you at Aggressive Lee Positive.
We interrupt your normally scheduled podcast to bring you 1 minute of random facts about the number 13, from the number 13.
Start the clock. According to the Smithsonian Magazine, fear of the number 13 costs Americans $1 billion per year in absenteeism, train and plane cancellations, and reduced commerce on the 13th of the month. Fear of Friday the 13th dates all the way back to Nordic mythology. Many of their 13th gods met with final violent deaths, such as Loki, the trickster. Taylor Swift, born on December 13th. Her lucky number is 13. She turned 13 on Friday the 13th and turned 24 on another Friday the 13th. There were 13 original colonies. Every month, starting on a Sunday, will have a Friday the 13th in it. A Witchen's Coven consists of 13 members. The Olsen twins, Mary Kate and Ashley, were born on Friday the 13th. That makes so much sense. Beware of naming your children with 13 letters in their name. They may be cursed. For example, Jack the Ripper, Charles Manson. Okay, come on. I didn't read this one before. Okay, Charles Manson. Sure, I get that. But I'm pretty sure Jack the Ripper's birth certificate doesn't say Ripper, Jack the... I don't think Jack the Ripper is a 13-character name, but I'm going to move on. E Pluribus Unum has 13 letters. I have no clue what I just read. I'm sorry. And one more. On the USA dollar bill, there are 13 steps of the pyramid, 13 bars on the shield, and 13 leaves on the olive branch. Do I call it conspiracy? No, I don't, because I'm not a wackadoodle. Oh no, it's the big bad dude with the rude attitude. It's Big Bad Billy.
That's right, it's me, Big Bad Billy.
Hey, Big Bad Billy, how's it going?
Well, to be honest, I'm mad. Mad as heck. I just found out that I've been lied to my entire life.
Oh, no! Is everything okay for you, Big Bad Billy?
No, nothing's okay. For anyone, we've all been lied to. You. Me. BBT. Lied.
What's on your mind, man?
Ugh. It's insane. Have you researched the flat earth theory?
Oh, God, dude.
Shut up. It's real. There's so much proof.
Like what?
Well, if the earth is spinning at over 1,000 hours per hour, how could a sniper looking through a scope even see his target, never mind hit it, at over 1,500 feet per second?
Dude, that says nothing about the Earth shape at all, and that just says everything that you don't understand about science. You failed math and science every year in every grade ever.
Shut up. Well, how about this? Mainstream science says that upside-down water is being pulled to the center of the Earth. LOLLLLLLL.
Yes. Gosh, this hurts my head. Yes, they do. This mainstream science, quote-unquote, is an extremely highly educated group of people, and you are Big Bad Billy. What exactly is your theory?
Okay, hear me out. The Earth is flat, no curve, no spin, no gravity. NASA lies, the media lies, science lies, public education lies. There is no outer space, vaccines are weapons.
Oh, God.
And in The Shining, Danny stands up wearing an Apollo 11 shirt, then walks to room 237, and the moon is 237 miles from Earth. And that was Stanley Kubrick's way of saying that he filmed the moon landing, and that the Earth is flat.
Big Bad Billy, you have never been a good person, but this may be one of the most toxic things that you have ever done to yourself. You have no clue what you are talking about.
Well, that's the other thing. Most flat earthers start off trying to prove that the earth is round, but in the end, they can't, and we're turned into flat earthers.
Because they're not scientists either.
Oh, you mean like Bill Lye, the scientism guy, and Neil Disgrace Tyson, and Buzz Lightyear? You think you're so smart. Well, tell me, where do you find the curve? Coastlines, airplanes, mountains. I've never seen the Earth's curve before, and I can promise that you haven't either.
Well, no, Big Billy, I haven't. But you have to understand that, one, the planet is much larger than you seem to think it is. And, two, you are saying that every science teacher in every school system is fooling every student and every parent into believing that the Earth is round, when in fact that it's actually flat and that's somehow benefiting these people? Someone? Dude, my brain hurts.
'Cause you don't get it. I does. You just isn't smart enough. Ugh, I was hoping to woke you, but why don't you stay asleep, sheeple? I hate you!
Oh, man. Guys, I don't even know what to say about that one. Besides, I don't know. If you're ever going to question anything, which in theory is okay, please have a logical, open mind and be willing to look at all sides and be willing and be ready and willing to admit that you are wrong. I feel like there's never really any actual information on this theory besides the fact that mainstream science study is wrong. That was my impression of Big Bad Billy. And all of those claims with no solution to a such a ridiculous accusation. How about putting our efforts somewhere they'll go to good use? Like picking up trash, weeding at a cemetery, even holding a lemonade stand for charity. You know? How about trying to break the record for most candy bars consumed while hanging upside down from your ankles? That's still a lot more than Big Bad Billy's doing right now. There's well over a million better ways to spend your efforts. It's 2 a.m. You're starving. Nothing in the fridge, nothing in the cupboards. You don't even have dog biscuits hanging around. You think about cooking, but then you remember the 1, 2, 3 fire alarms that you started last time you tried to make that triple chicken and cheese chipotle casserole. We'll check out 7-Eleven. There's gotta be one right near you. They have everything from burgers to tacos, toilet paper to keychains, sidewalk chalk to magazines, engine oil to SpaghettiOs, slide whistles to garbage bags, shower spatulas to kitchen lipstick, and computers to copies of Shaq Fu for Super Nintendo, and so much more, as well as more. And there might even be a little more. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 7-Eleven. Just think of it as your own personal 7-Eleven. For a free Slurpee and 3 Diablo Taquitos, head to 7-11.bb and enter the promo code aggressively positive good people doing good baby T loves reggae music and that's cool when prompted. then fill out a quick survey and questionnaire about how likely you are to come back for more sidewalk chalk when your car isn't scheduled for an oil change, and lastly, for your social security and credit card number. 7-Eleven, so great it's good. All right, this week's goodest person of the week comes out of Massachusetts and the city of North Andover. I don't actually know if it's a city or a town, but I'm pretty sure you guys won't come down on me too hard for that one, unless you're from the city or town of North Andover. But moving on! The dining room has turned into shipping central at this North Andover home of Lindsay Passios. Lindsay and her friend Emily used the space to pack up toys. A pile of boxes is being sent to kids who have cancer. 3 years ago, when Lindsay was 12, she came across Bella Muntean on Instagram. Muntean was a 12-year-old from South Carolina with bone cancer. "I thought it was just so crazy that someone my age was fighting cancer," Lindsay said. That same day, Lindsay started Team Cure. Now, about 20 volunteers help her send care packages to kids they connect with on social media. "We try to incorporate just things that are fun. We ask the parents what their kids are interested in." Team Cure has a GoFundMe campaign that you can find in this week's episode description. It has also held several creative fundraisers. "We did a slime fundraiser where we made homemade slime," Lindsay said. "Recently, we did a cookie fundraiser where we baked cookies and sold them to kids and teachers at our school. It's so beautiful. It's so simple, guys." Their mission is to bring smiles to kids who are struggling, but it doesn't stop there. Lindsay said, "I want in the future for there to be gold ribbons for childhood cancer in every single store. And for there to be more awareness and people that know kids get cancer too. It's not just adults," Lindsay said. Bella Muntean passed in April 2018. Through a video message, her mother, Brenda, said that she was so proud that her daughter had supported Team Cure during her cancer fight. She said the efforts continue to warm her heart. "For them to be inspired by Bella's story and to create something so selflessly on their own to give back to this world. We can all make a difference." Barbara Muntean said that. And you want to talk about a difference? Team Cure has mailed packages to kids across the country as far as Croatia. And this organization was started by a 12-year-old, my friends. That is a beautiful story. For a 12-year-old standing up for something she thinks and something she just knows deep down inside isn't right. And it's not right that children get cancer. It's not right that anybody gets it. Nobody understands that. But to have people like Lindsay standing up and doing beautiful things for others who are suffering, man, that restores my faith in humanity. And Lindsay, thank you. You are truly deserving of being this week's goodest person of the week. All right, that's it for this week's episode, my friends. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you find it inspiring. You know to find us on the internets, goodpeopledoinggood.org, and Facebook and Instagram, goodpeopledoinggood.org, all one word. There's even an aggressively positive Facebook page now that you can find. So give that a like if you want. And if you're interested in becoming a patron of Good People Doing Good, just head to goodpeopledoinggood.org, click support, and you can sign up for as little as $1 a month. That equals out to less than 1 penny per hour worked in your average work week. And all of that money goes towards doing amazing, unexpected things to good people that deserve love from strangers. That's it, my friends. It's that easy. So, lastly, I'm going to ask you guys to leave a 5-star rating and review for the podcast if you liked it. We're just at about 80 reviews. You don't have to write a whole review. You can just click those 5 stars. I got British for a second. But the easiest thing to do, yeah, you go there You go to the Apple Podcast. Listen, I know everybody doesn't use the Apple Podcast, but so many of you do. And if you go there to the Aggressively Positive page and you just click that fifth star, you're going to help us reach more people, spreading the good. And that's just beautiful. And I love reading these reviews. I read every single one, and they make me so happy. So, my friends, I hope you have a great week, and I love you all. Stay good and do good. Toodles, friends. All right, it's that time again where I give all of my Patreon patrons a shout-out in some sort of karaoke style. Re-listening to last week's episode, Baby T is here. I forgot to say about 50% of the stuff I wanted to. Also forgot to give a huge shout-out to patron Lynn Lawrence for requesting There She Was by the Talking Heads. I hope I didn't completely ruin that song for you guys. Love you. Here we go! Oh, yeah. Here we go. Some ska. Jerry DuPont. Amelietta Godfrin. Donna LaFontaine. Ryan Wilder. Amanda George. And Natalie Jett. Trisha Dorley. Wade Sawatsky and Kaylee Nassar. Tara Fendig. Jesus Mendoza, Mike Lustig, Alex Hatzberger, Eric Carlson, Killer Green, Kevin Kitta, Victoria Kilbinoff, Jackie Marconi, My Sam Cigar, Fern Parks, Troy Mongo, Jennifer Little, Rachel Feria, Terrific Time Suck with Dan Cummins, Tess Green, Reverend Jeffrey O'Neill, Domo Rinson, Ben Velik, Lindsay Trogdon, Dennis Cusbert, Brendan Bump, Kevin, David B. Verlager, Michael Feeney, and Dan Paswell, Rachel Pavow, Catherine Lehebnen, Mindy, Thoreau Donna Quinn, Zimmerman, Michael Patriarcher, and Dustin Dumas, Kara King, Wendy King, Kara James, Wendy King, Bennett Ben, Robert Jennings, and Brendan McKay, Melissa Beckhouse, Alex Stewart, yeah, Mary Batez, Abigail Wilson, The Good News, Bradley Edwards, Kim Malone, and Kyle Kane, Lynn Lawrence, Trisha, Dylan Irish, Trisha Allen, Justin Phillips, Robert Darnell Partridge IV, Lisby Donnell Smith, Alicia Reynolds, Ryan Chilson, Nathan Cruz and John Rogers, Scott King and Ryan Zick, Mickey Lusk, Mary Searle, Natalie Schubert, Dan Smith, Patrick Kelleher, Stephen Rocha, Jen McGoslin, Andrew and Courtney Hopkins, Megan Howell, Matthew Davies, Mary, Hennessy, Jacob, Montgomery, Kyle Teagler, Justin Martin, Cody Smiley, Nick Hirschfield, Dan Burrow, Andy Rue, Damian Severgino, Emily Heath, Brandon Goulet, Jessica, Nathan Hurd, Jeffrey Hardy, Harmon Bellicamp, Dick Donovan, Eric Clark, Anthony Gagliardi, Wyvern Workshop, Lancy Rustin, Naomi Ward, Jessica Gunby, Jim McDonough, Charles Starkey, Jason Simmons, Jessica Bradley, Colin Ouellette, Christopher Camara, John Caccio Jr., Agnieszka Hollingsworth, Amy Sherman, Shannon Oliver, Stephen Gallo, Dahlia, Pena Thomas, Garrett Lemire, Lady Lindsay Lemoy, Gary Jacobs, Amanda Pasquiniano, Bob Whitney, Michelle Barkley, Becky Scott, Joel Jacob, Melissa McCain, Ian O'Neill, Megan Printer, John Desmond Clark, Ryan Bear, Matthew Tice, Kevin Holmes, Ryan Jarzom, Beck, and Jacqueline Bull, Shane Maxwell, Stephen Lloyd, Connor Miller, Ty Gerard, Shelby, Joe Thoreau, and Faithful, Adam Reeves, Sherry Leach, Eric T. Hudson, Robert Romamian, Tim Wallace, Molly Reebeck. I love you guys, and Baby T. I love you guys, and Baby T. Baby don't just sign that paper tonight, she said, but I can't work in fast food all my life. I built this city. I'll have to save that one for another time. Love you guys. Toodles.